Please, somebody record it.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is D. May you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up the account?
29316.
Your name?
It'd be owner Todd Bartlett.
For security purposes, may you verify your address?
121 Huntley Drive.
Okay. On May 21st, you ordered the Thrive Formula and for $497 and $597. How may I assist you today?
Well, yes, they were supposed to call me when if I wanted to do it again. And they said May, June the 20th. But see, I didn't get my stuff till May the 29th. And I told that girl, I said, look, it ain't been a whole 30 days. Well, y'all already took it out of my checking account and you charged me $95 and $91. I don't want it.
So you were supposed to call back by June 19th, sir.
I did. That's what I just told you. I didn't get the whole full 30 days, but I did try to call June the 20th. He did tell me that. And I tried to call, and it was on a Saturday when I called, and I could, I was on hold, and I had people beeping in, and I forgot about it. Even though it don't matter. It was supposed to send on my email that they were going to be shipped to me, and I don't want it. I still got some left now from when they sent me. It ain't doing me no good.
Sir, those charges are not to send you any new product. It's to charge you for what you already have. You received the product on May 30th. And
you already paid for that.
Okay, yes, sir. That was the shipping and handling cost. But since you did not call and cancel by June 19th, they charged you the full 30.
I don't want it.
It's not to send you any product,
it's
sir.
It's $180 on my ticket. I didn't know how much it was because I asked y'all how much it's going to be before I buy it. Nobody wouldn't tell me. I'm not paying that much. I could stop it now on my checking in my bank account now.
Yes, sir, and when you do that, they will contact us, and we will provide them with the terms and conditions and the tracking number to show that the products were delivered to your address. We will receive our money back.
Because I can't use it.
You already have the product, sir. You had got it on May 30th.
I understand that, but I paid for that.
That was the shipping and handling, but the real cost is what was charged to you on June 21st.
Y'all didn't tell me that.
Sir, but I can't go ahead and refund you 50% back on those charges since you do have. Sir, I'm trying to refund you 50% back on the product that you already have.
Well, I mean, give me something because it would. That's what I kept asking when I called y'all the first time. And plus, when it was 10 days late ordering, I didn't get it to the 29th of May. And I tried to call the 20th, and I paid for what that offer was. They didn't. There was no other bill saying it's going to be $90-something for this and $91 for that. But none. I asked.
Okay. Hold on one moment, sir. I'm going to finish just canceling out this account for you, and I'm going to refund you the 50% back on that charge. Hold one moment for me. On both of those charges, the $99.94 and $95.94. Okay, sir. I'm almost finished. You should see the refund in your account for both of those products, sir, within 3 to 5 business days. And your account is canceled. No more charges and no more products will be sent to your address. Is there anything else I may assist you with today, sir?
No, I mean, that's it. But if it don't come within 5 days, I would gladly pay for whatever I decided to buy. But, and when we talked, that was a trial order. It wasn't about buying it.
Okay, sir.
And I asked that girl when I talked to her because I called. I asked because it was late coming in.
Mm-hmm.
She sat there and told me it would go to the 20th. I said, That's only 25 days. I said, I still ain't got it. I didn't get my stuff to the 29th.
Yes, sir, but everything is canceled and you are refunded 50% back for both of those products, sir.
Why 50? Why not all?
You have the product, sir, and it was only shipped. Sir, the terms and conditions were on the website, and you agreed to the 50%.
You know what? I'm going to somewhere and tell y'all to quit posting this shit on Facebook. Because I even asked her, I said, look, I don't mind. I got to try it. And I paid for whatever it was charged on that. And they might have said 50%, whatever. And I asked that girl, I said, if I don't like it, I don't want to be charged. She said, okay. And I'm sorry that I tried to call y'all on a Saturday and nobody didn't answer. But I've been shitted out of 10 days because I didn't get it on time anyways.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else I may assist you with today?
I guess that's it because you ain't going to do nothing about it. I need 5 more days. I should get $100-something back, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.